Welcome to Sincerely Trish. This is an uplifting show based on a few life stories, faith, and a lot of years of experience on this earth. It's a show that will bring inspiration and hope to all who have ever felt something in this life that does not seem fair or possible. Let's begin.
Hello, welcome to Sincerely Trish, episode 49. Thanks for hanging in there with me. I know I've been off for a while. Had a beautiful vacation, had a lot of nice things going on, and kind of enjoying the last days of summer. And even though I so enjoy swimming outdoors in the pool, if you look up to where the sun is, it's in a different placement in the sky than it was in July. So you just feel the sense of fall coming upon us, despite the fact that we're still getting a few 80-degree days. With the change of seasons, we have to shift our mind again about organizing our home and spending more time in it. How can we make the best out of our life? How can we welcome in more light and more love and less junk? And how can we make it the best for anyone who lives with us so that they can get out there and be their best? I have always really respected people who have a very organized home and have no clutter or seem to have only the things that really make them happy. I'm always thinking I'm afraid to throw something out because I feel that it's meaningful or this was my grandfather's. And in the book, Life-Changing Magic of Tidying Up by Marie Kondo, she said one of the things you have to get rid of is nostalgia. Like, you have to remove that part from your brain. And she also has a really good area about tackling categories first. So it's not just an individual room, but it's like the first and foremost is always clothing. How can we focus if we don't have clear areas in our home? Guess who's back with me? One of my dear, dear friends who has taken this book. She has run with it. Wait till you hear all the exciting things that she has done. And I am here with living proof that I have gone over to her house time and time again, and by jaws always on the ground, because you get this beautiful sense of peace. I am back here with my friend Liz. Liz has been so motivated by the Tidying Up book and the change of seasons. And even though none of us want to see summer end and the hustle and bustle, and I think the schedules of fall that get us down, Liz has decided to come up with some beautiful plans, and it makes life just so much better. And we're going to get into the rhythm of the seasons. Welcome back, Liz.
Oh, thanks, Trish. It's a pleasure to be back. I love Sincerely Trish. All right, well, thanks for having me. Talking about the hot book, The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying Up,
yeah.
The Japanese Art of Decluttering and Organizing.
Yes.
Now, I hadn't heard of this book until a friend mentioned it, and I was at Barnes & Noble getting some back-to-school supplies, and I said, oh, I'm going to grab that, and it was in August. And I thought, what a great way to prep for the new school year than getting the house ready and all of our gear to embrace the wild and craziness. As you mentioned, we have 5 kids, and they're not all the same age.
No.
We go from 12 to 1, and there's a big mix of rhythm and ritual within this house. So, to me, I have always enjoyed tidying up. However, this book makes it a little more simple with the way they categorize things, and it gave me a different lens where I was able to really blow through the house really fast. For example, for clothing. So everybody's getting ready for school with the back to school. And her suggestion with clothing or any topic that you're doing is to bring all of it into one space and look at everything. And you might think, well, all of my clothes are already in the same place. Not true. You've got a coat closet, you have a mudroom, maybe you have off-season storage. So I went through every person, all seven of us, day by day, and would check through all of it. Check through everything and just look for sizing, style, of course, but then really narrow down what do you really like? How many things do we keep that we think we should keep because someone gave it to us or we got a good price or we overpaid or any of that? And it was really interesting in this book. It talked about how we often then give our things because we want to sort of feel a certain way about the things we have. So maybe we'll displace it on somebody else. So you're giving your clutter to more people, even though they may or may not want it.
That is such an incredible novel thing to say. We shouldn't really be giving people gifts because it's clutter. We should be giving them memories and time and taking them out. We should just be hanging out with them. That is so funny. Because if you think about it, half the gifts we give people, who knows if they really like them? And we're just giving them clutter.
So that is a good topic to think about, Trish, when we're imagining the holidays. And now we have this new season upon us. And do you really want to add to people's junk pile? I actually have been thinking of this because this idea of the tidying up has sort of brought me to a place of wanting to create the best part of tidying up for me is the calm that comes. I love emptiness. I love spaciousness. I love potential for anything that feels inspired to come in. So I've been looking ahead to the holidays a little bit as I was in the summer looking ahead to the school year. But what would be a meaningful gift to people? I love the idea of time and I love the idea of sharing meals together. So I would say my most exciting thing that has happened from the decluttering book is the sense of spaciousness and potential. I mentioned the clothing part that we went through, but I've actually been going through many categories. So one is the clothing with your accessories and shoes. And then the next one would maybe be your kitchen items. Another theme would be pictures. Another theme would be your papers. Oh, how about that one? Oh. Kids' keepsakes, all of that. So it's been fun to just sort of evaluate everything that we have going on. Now, a few exciting things have happened with the tidying up. For example, finding old gift certificates and gift cards. How about that for a fun one? I found one just in the nick of time. It was about to expire, an overnight at the Roycroft Inn. Wow. Yeah, that was a good one. We booked that right away. I was like, we better get on this right away. So I would absolutely recommend the life-changing magic of tidying up for many reasons and to not get overwhelmed, but to just start by picking out a theme that you have and going for it. Also, when I was sorting, something that was really inspiring was to make a pile of things to donate. Now, not to say that you should not give things to people, but often I would come across something and it would remind me of someone. So I would have a pile of donate, a pile of specific items to someone. I wasn't dropping off garbage bags full of things. So it would be one item or two, or a great pair of sorrel boots for kids that someone's eager to get. Then another pile of a garage sale. Whoa. Now, never has our family had a garage sale, but I have to say it was truly thrilling for everybody in the family. Everyone pitched in, and we had a garage sale, which if you haven't done a garage sale before, I would totally recommend doing it in this way, in the lens of your tidying up, because it feels so good to get rid of your items. And then you book AmVets for the day after your garage sale. You don't let anything back in.
Yes. I just want to say that I have benefited from Liz because she brought over the most beautiful angel picture that I did hang in my dining room. Thank you for thinking of me. And also, I came to the garage sale, and it was fabulous. This was a garage sale like no other. Men's shirts straight from the dry cleaners. All name brand everything. People came and they picked up a, blender. What kind of blender was that?
Vitamix.
A Vitamix for $20. People were coming from all over to Liz's garage sale.
And coming back.
Oh my gosh, could I have this? It was really great was how cute the kids were out front with the lemonade and the iced tea.
Complimentary.
And yeah, they wouldn't take any money. However, their chocolate bars were nice and melted. Delicious. But Liz, yeah, I mean, I walk in here, your house feels so beautiful and it's everything that you just truly love.
Yeah. Yeah, that is true. And even in the toy room when the kids are playing and there are things all over, I still smile because there's no more of the tchotchkes that are hard to tidy up. Mm-hmm. Everything we have is played with. In fact, while I was doing the tidying up, speaking of the toy room, I had like emptied out one bin to see what was in it. And I was like, I've been sorting this bin for 12 years. I've never enjoyed sorting this bin. I think I'm going to stop. So I went the bin. No one has ever even asked. It's been probably 6 weeks or so. All right. Well, I would like to finish with the real reasons why there's clutter. How about this one? Clutter is from things not having a home, a designated place in the house, things not being returned to the designated place, or just too much stuff. How simple is that? I never even thought of it in those three terms. So not to say this place is not perfect. There's seven of us. We're moving all the time. But mostly, there's a lot more space.
I can definitely attest to that. There is a lot more space. More space for love. More space for light, more space to allow good stuff in. How'd you guys like our little our little poke at clutter? Hey, we don't need any more gifts. Let's not give gifts anymore. I don't think that'll fly at Christmas time, but you get what I mean. Sometimes we accumulate way too much. But I just want to repeat what Liz said about clutter. Clutter means that things are not in their home. So everything needs a designated space. Maybe it means that things have not been returned to their designated space. And the third thing is we might simply just have too much stuff. Well, let's just tackle one category at a time, and we'll see you next week here on Sincerely Trish.
Thanks for listening to Sincerely Trish. Catch more life lessons on her blog, poodlewalker.com, on Instagram, PoodleWalker1, on Twitter, PoodleWalker10. And let's remember, lead by example, live to inspire, and until next time, let your light shine.